The Lakefront, Monday night, divisional opponent. What more could you ask for on an October night?
Bears-Lions, a huge divisional battle on the Lakefront in Chicago. This is Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, Bears-Lions, Monday night football. How big of a game is this for the Bears?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge because it's a divisional opponent. It's their slow start in the division against the Green Bay Packers. And they got Calvin Johnson, one of the best players and the best receiver in the NFL. So make sure they play four quarters, stay away from the chippiness, and get their offense continue to roll.
I want to ask you, a former offensive lineman, about the challenge the Bears offensive line is facing against this aggressive Lions defensive front. How big of a challenge is it, and what is the key to success for the Bears?
Well, you know, they have a challenge, too. They have to figure out what the Bears are going to do after they get to the line of scrimmage according to the talent they have. But this is a very blockable defensive line. They play this wide nine technique where it is going to isolate the offensive tackles a little bit to have sustained blocks on the defensive ends. But on the inside, it's going to be ugly and aggressive. And I think Ndamukong Suh, Roberto Garza, Shiloh Rochelle, all these guys are going to get involved in the mix. So it is going to be a hard physical battle, but that's what you want out of a divisional opponent.
I know you think it's always important to establish a running game, but is it a little more important in this type of atmosphere against this type of opponent?
It is, because you have Calvin Johnson. They have the ability to score at any time. The key is they're more productive in the fourth quarter. So if you're going to run the ball, it's got to be a four-quarter obligation. You cannot go into this game and ever think that you built up a large enough lead within that three quarters to say, look, we can relax during the fourth quarter. Not against this team. Detroit Lions can score from anywhere on the field.
What is the greatest challenge facing the Bears defense against an offense that's led by Matthew Stafford, who played a little bit better last week?
Getting immediate pressure to Matthew Stafford so he doesn't have the time to make an educated or direct decision to their downfield attack, whether it's Calvin Johnson or the Pettigrew, the tight ends that they have here, Scheffler. They got a lot of guys that can catch the ball outside of Calvin Johnson, so you got to limit the time Matthew Stafford has to see downfield.
Now talk to me about this. You said before about the chippiness. We all know what happened last year in the game at Soldier Field. As a former player, you obviously want to be aggressive and physical, right? But tell me about not crossing that line and hurting your team.
Well, since we've been playing Pee Wee football, everybody's been preached that the second guy to retaliate after some type of push or shove or something that you don't like on the field is usually the guy that gets caught. And the Detroit Lions are coming off one of their most penalized games of the season so far. So I got to imagine that their coach is going to talk a little bit about self-discipline. But if they try to attract you into that chippiness, you got to be a better man. You got to get them the next play, get them down the road. It doesn't have to be retaliation right at the moment.
Tom, we have an interesting Twitter question this week, and I want to talk a little bit about Charles Tillman against Calvin Johnson. Actually, maybe Calvin Johnson should be against Charles Tillman, because Tillman has two touchdowns this year. Johnson only has one, which is interesting. But the question is, what is the key to the Bears secondary slowing down the Lions passing game?
Well, you talk about Charles Tillman and the battle he's going to have against Calvin Johnson, but it's really going to be how the safeties fit in and how they contribute and they support coverages downfield. I think the safety position for the Bears is so much ahead of where they were the last time they played the Detroit Lions. You're going to be more susceptible to the safeties being in a more correct position quicker. So that is one of the big keys to help slow down the Detroit pass attack.
Tom, it's time to make your case for a significant player in this game. Who's your player?
I'm going to go with Julius Peppers. I'm asking a lot out of him. Yeah, Jeff Backus is an offensive tackle that's long in the tooth. However, I do believe Julius Peppers is the guy that can instigate the pressure on the quarterback, and he's going to rely on his teammates, but Julius Peppers is usually a guy that gets this thing rolling.
I'm going to make my case for Devin Hester on special teams. Hester's facing a team in the Lions that became the first team in NFL history to give up a kickoff return and a punt return for touchdowns in back-to-back games. Devin's last return for a touchdown came on an 82-yard punt last season against the Lions. He's been close this year. I think he has a big game on Monday night against the Lions.
Did it again! The man just keeps making history!
We have an extra day to prepare for this game. It's going to be exciting on the lakefront. Check it out Monday night, Bears-Lions. Thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.
Go Bears!
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.